Yudei Torah, Marash Tehud Gimel Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Hei, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. Every parsha of the Torah, I always have one gematria that sticks in my mind, that always I remember from year to year. And parshas Vayera, I always remember a vort, one line in the Havas Yisrael from the Vision Sereva, who says Vayera, name of the parsha. Vav Yud Reish Aleph, and everyone knows that Aleph could either be in gematria 1 or Aleph, beside Echa Yirdif Echa Nikam Aleph. If you reckon Aleph to be Aleph, 1,000, so Vayera is 1,216. Says the Havas Yisrael is Gimatria Pshat Remes Drushinson. Okay? I've said this like every year. Right? Which, by the way, just to add, it's also Begimah. He doesn't say this, I'm just adding. It's also Begimatria Mitala Shemayim Mishmane Oretz. And it's also Begimatria Bekudi Hashem Yisharim Lissam Chilef. Both of which Psukim are connected to Torah. If you ask yourself the question, what in the world is the connection? What do you do with this? The Esmendos. That Vayera is Gimatria Pshat Remez Drushin Son. Uwe Hector. Everyone knows, we say in Davening every day, that the Eibush is Mechadish Betuvai Bechol Yom Tomid Maisei Bereshis. Every day, the Eibush recreates the world. Every second. How does the Eibush to create the world? Koketzah. So Chuvah says Betzida. Betuvai. The Gemara says in Brachas Taf Hei, Ein Toiv Ela Toira. Chazal tell us, the Stakel by Raisa Ubora Alma, the blueprint of creation is Toira. And Chazal tell us elsewhere that Ein Lechol Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mischadesh Halachas the Bezden Shal Maila. Through the Chiddush of Halachas, the Eibush is Mechadesh Avelt. And therefore, Bereshit starts, Bereshit and Zohar teaches, Bereshit is Boroshtei. The Eibush created two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shalpeh, which is the vehicle through which the Eibush creates the world. Just to add, Nochashlav, the Be'er Moshe from the Usher of her says, therefore, Bereshit ima Oisius, is Gimatria Mechadesh Bechol Yoim Tomid. The Chiddush of the world comes through Torah, and Bereshis Bor Elikim Ma'osius is Gimatria Pshat Remez Rosh Hashanah, our 1260. Okay? So the creation of the world is through Torah. And Chazal Rashi said, the first Rashi, the Eibush created the world, Bereshis, Bishvil Torah, which is called Reishis, and Bishvil Yisrael, which is called Reishis. That through Yidden being Oisik Peteira, they're Mamshich. Everything in the world, not only in this world, but in all the worlds. And the Arachayim HaKadosh says, Bereshis Baralikim is Meramnes in all four worlds. Bereshis is Reishis, which refers to Atzilus, the beginning. Bara is the world of Bria. Elikim is Midas Adin, which is the world of Yitzira, which is the beginning of Midas Adin, Tzimtzum. And Etzah Shamayim Vesa'aret is Oilam Hasir. So there's four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asirah, everyone who took Course 101 in Jewish mysticism will know. And therefore, the Azur Avar says, just Dech Merum is, what is the end of Torah? Leinei Kol? Yisrael. If you take Yisrael, and Maskif and Aschol Allah Shlomozo, and the first word of Torah is Bereshis, Yisrael, Prosperatius, Immaculo, is Gimachia, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asirah. How do you like that? So in other words, since Yidden controlled Torah, I'm giving you, you know, not many gematrias today, don't worry, don't fret. Since Yidden controlled Torah, and Torah is the vehicle of creation, Yidden, through the Tkoyach of Torah, have Balabatishkeit in the world. And therefore, Chazal say, that since the Eibush to every day is Mechadish Betuvei Bechol Yom Tomid through Halachas, Mechadish Lushi Halachas every day, even that on the pasuk Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoili, the Seira Soid, Avram Avinu was Zeicha to hear the Chidushi Alochis that the Eibush to said in Bezin Shalmai. Mefoshim Taich, when a Yid, a Tzaddik, is Mechadish here, it's Mechuvin to what the Eibishter is Mechavin, is Mechadish in Berdin Shel Mail. And that's why Shas finishes. Tons Yo, right? Kol Hashoyin HaLocha is Bechol Yoyim, Muftach Lo Yishuben Oilam Habo, Shnemar Halichas Oilam, Loyal Tikar Halichas HaLochas, Svar Makdashim Tait, Halichas Oilam, the way the world, the Mahalich of the world, the way the world goes, is Alpi HaLocha, through Mimachadish, and HaLocha, you have a change in the Welt. Okay, so, rule number one. What happens in the world depends on Torah and Yisrael, and through Chidushi Halachas, we're Mishana de Metzias of Teva Kiyadua. That's why I said 1,000 times, a person who learns Torah is called an Omal Bateira. Omal is Rashi Tevis, Almanas Lasis. Tadbiacham are called Bonayach, Altikar Bonayach, Ela Boinoyach. To build the world is through Torah. Torah builds the world to call Yisrael. Fine. Nervous. There is a major problem here. A person can only be zeicha to Torah only through the oyer, the kedusha of Torah. You could learn Torah. I once met a galach who was quoting me Shaf Babli Yushalmi Yakol Torah Kula. Right? Or to come to the likus, to the ruchnius, to the holiness of Torah. For that, you need the mitzvah of bris mila. Oyer zarua la tzaddik. Dafka through tzaddik, through just a bris, a person comes to the oyer of Torah. As the Medrash says, famous story, that Unklus wanted to convert, and he went to his uncle, remember, Andreonus, and he was like, he gave him a fraskin upon him, who asked you, what's going on with you, you convert, he could see a difference on his face, and he told him, I wanted to learn Torah, so he could learn Torah, who asked you to be mal, he said, so Unklus told him, without bris mila, a person cannot understand Torah, he says, and he's a zokim the neyashana. If he's not malvi, he can't understand Torah. Which is the reason why at a bris in the bracha you say kishem shenichlus lebris kain yikonis l'Torah l'chupul matan tovim. Because without bris mila you can't come to Torah. And chupa chazal say the Gemara says in Yevam l'staf samach beis kol hashari b'le ishri shari b'le Torah. So all of these inyanim are kosher zelazel. Fine. So I sort of bought from Rabbichus Friedman. It's a moiru diga vort. It's a tire vort. Torah is, brit mila is known as a bris mila. As per the Gemara in the Dorm, the Flamet, Allah Flamet, Beis, the Gemara says, G'dayla mila, shenichersu alea, yud gimel bris. There's 13 brises, in Kutchabrichu and Kles Yisrael, regarding the mitzvah of mila. So how do we have this bris with the Eibishter through mila? I shall zich the klatz kasha. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach, Omer Rabbi Yechon and Leikaras Kodesher who bris im Yisrael Ella Alpi Teir Shaval Peh. Shneimer Alpi Advarim Ela Karas Ela Bris Itcha Bris VeEs Yisrael. So the bris is made for what? Through Teir. And here you say what? The bris is made through what? Hello, Earth. Anyone out there? Bris Mil. Hello. And you can't say, well, maybe there's two things that rather the relationship. Because Gemara says, "Gitin lekaras hakadosh baruch hu bris ella," only through Torah Shebal Peh. And here the Gemara in the Dorim says that the bris is through bris mila. Is al korchuk? You can't come to Torah Shebal Peh unless you have bris mila. You're not going to be a genius to work out that mila is gematria. Oh, come on, peh. Mitzvah's meal and Torah Shebal Peh is, and therefore the Gemara says the next staff in the Dorim, Gedoyla Mila Sheshkul Chola Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. Mila is great that it's connected. It's Shkula. It's equal to all other mitzvahs of the Torah. Shenemar, as it says in pasuk Al Pi Advarim Eila Karas Hashem Ligecha Bris. The same pasuk you just used previous Amud. That's referring to Torah Shebal Peh. And here using the same pasuk, Al Pi Advarim Eila, referring to Bris. Is the Charaya that it must be Soli Habaha. So it brings,
Even nowadays, I went to the Bris Milas in Russia.
Yeah.
The actual rebels of these teenagers, right?
Right.
Said, you see, the
before and after. I got it. There's the Maria Sad, Talmud, the Gdili Talmud, the Chmsoibers, there's a Moiridic word. He brings the Sefer one set at Asiyum. It's printed in the Drashas from Sefer. In the Drashas from Sefer by Asiyum Ashas, he says, Tanam Elio, Kol Ashoyin HaLochit Chodvei Muftach Loi, Loi, right, is what? 36. What do you know about the number 36? I knew that also, but what else do you know about 36? Come on. The 36 Masechtis in Shas. Hello. Yes? And you just told me before the Gemara Brachas that Torah is Toiv. Toiv is 17. Rabbi Shtimrich, where are you when I need you? And how many Masechtis are there? 36. And each Masechta is Toiv. How much is 36 times Toiv times 17? 602. What? 602. Do not give up your day job, man. It ain't. Look in your calculator. Try 612. What?
612.
Yeah. Right? That's why through the 36 Masechtos, each one is Bevchinas Toiv, you come to the Inyan of Bris. And that's Halichas Oilam. Loi, al pi advarim ho eila. What's the gematria of eila? 36. By the way, you told me that Torah Shel Peh is Tali in Bris Milah. What letter was added to the name of Avram after the Bris Milah? Hey. What does hey got to do with anything? Hello? You're not going to be a genius. The Arizal says in Sharon Mitzvahs, Pashut, hey is gematria 36. How'd you get that? Okay, I figured you'd ask, because you're pedantic, whatever. It's obvious. Hello, you don't got to be a genius to work it out. Hey is gematria normally 5. How many is 3 miluyim of hey? Hey could be hey aleph, hey hey, and hey yud. How much is 6, 10, and 15? And 15? Rabbi Yisai, wake up. It's morning already. You davened already, no? 31? But hey itself is 5. How much is 31 and plus 5 for any mathematician? 36. So after the Bris Milah, Dafka, we added that letter hey, because now Avram becomes a Moshul B'Shelet on Torah. By the way, after Avram has this Bris, the whole story now is Mamash Gimel Milah, yeah? 3 Malachim come to Avram. Anyone know their names by any chance? Michal, Gabriel, and Raphael. Why dafka these 3 malachim come down? Hello? So the Sefer brings the famous Sefer Achayim, for Rabbeinu Chayim, Achi HaMaral, in a few places actually, who says, what is the maila of learning Gemara before davening? You're not putting the thread together already? You need a coffee before you come. Hello? Gemara is Rashi Tevis, that every school child knows. Gemara, Gimel, Mem, Reish, Aleph. Gabriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel. Very good. And that's why the Munkacha brings from Kabbalah from Ezeid from the Holy Bnei Yisachar, that before davening you should learn Gemara, because Gemara has the angels, the Raglei Merkava, who bring up your Tfilis before the Kisi Yaakov. Gevalt. Hello? You with me? Hello? Yeah. That way. It's a Shmira, etc., etc. Got a shtickel problem. How many angels came?
Three.
What happened to poor old Malach Uriel? Where'd he go in the equation? Where'd he get lost in the equation? Coming down from heaven. Hello? Says Imre Noyim of the Holy Jikiver, Al Derech Zad Shachal HaTeira. What is the gematria of Uriel? Wakey, wakey. Try 248. Anybody else you know, any biblical personality that gematria Ramach 248? Avram. So Avram took the place of Uriel. So you had the Gemara, you had Gabriel, Michal, Raphael, and Uriel. Who else is this Uriel? Any other, I don't know what his passport says, or, you know, his birth certificate, but what other name does he have? Purish Zoyer. Hello? Uriel is otherwise called a Malach that you all know. Some people have in their wallet, whatever, a malach called Raziel. You ever people walking around the Raziel, a malach? Hello? Yeah? Where does Uriel stroke Raziel? Where is he in the Kis, in the Merkava, upstairs? Where is he? Michal is on the right side. chesed. Gavriel, Gloshen Gvura, is on the left side. You don't have to be a genius to work that out. Rafal is where? Me'achoy, right? Hello? So where is Uriel, the Machna Shlishi? Milfone Uriel. Hello? Who is this Uriel? The Zayar calls him the Sar HaToyra. Right? And he is the one to who is Nizgala all the Rosin. And therefore his alternative name is Razil. Besoy called Rosin. Right? He knows all the Rosin. Right, therefore, the Moshe Chodesh Sivin, which is the Chodesh of Matan Torah, Zohar says the Malach, the Mazel of Malach Uriel is Shoilet. Okay. What happened here? Pasuk says, Soyd Hashem li Reyov u'brisei lehoidiyim. Through Bris Mila, one is Zohar to come to the secrets of Torah. Are you with me? Yeah? And therefore, after Avram is Gimalit, we didn't need a Malach Uriel. Brazil, because Avram took the place. Are you following? And this answers another question I saw in Svarim. How did the parsha start? Vayera Elov Hashem. To the Rachayim, normally you would say Vayera Hashem Elov. Why is the Ruya here before the Nira? Vayera Elov, I didn't say who the Ruya is. What's going on here? Now, pshat is, it says in Pasuk here, right? It says in Pasuk. And this medrash is quoted in the beginning of Parashat Lech Lecha. The Pasuk says, Shimi basu re'i v'hati oznich. Shimi, listen. Re'i, see. V'hati oznich is weiter hearing. Hearing, seeing, hearing. Which part of Torah is connected to hearing? Hearing Shema means understand. Avon. Gemara. In Gemara, when you want to bring a proof, what do you say? Ta Shema. Hearing. In Zohar HaKadosh, when you want to bring a proof, what do you say? Ta Chazi. So first you start off Gemara, whatever. And then after Milei, Kreisei, Shas and Poskim, you start learning Kabbalah. Like higher things, Soidus HaTeira. But afterwards, because you have Soidus HaTeira, you still got to do the Maisa Iker. Taktin of Shulchan Aruch. Shimi, Uri'i, V'hati Oznich. That's the order of, I won't discuss this at length. Therefore, Vayera is connected to what specifically also? Not only the Pshat and Torah, but the Soid is at Torah. And therefore, Elav Havayah is Gimatria Soid in Ma'isius. And that's the Pshat by Avram, was told, his Halech Lefonai, V'hayei, Tom. Who's the Hishal Lech Lefonai? Avram Avinu, like which Malach Lefonai? Uriel. Because now he got the Bechina being able to understand Kola Teira Kula. Once he became Tomim, he became like, you can understand all of Teira. This also explains Ve'er Elav Havaya. Where did the Eivish appear to Avram Avinu? Ve'eloyne Mamre. Why ne'eloyne Mamre, not in Bnei Brak? I don't know, whatever, yeah? So Rashi says, Mamre hu shen nasin li eitza alamil. L'fichach nizgal l'bechalk. Yeah? So everybody, isn't that a safer you'll open that doesn't bother by the kasha? Avram Avinu, Odlo Magodlo Banokim, with Oymin Allah Asar in his genus, has to ask a goy, however nice the guy is, but he got to ask a eitza. Nishner does. It's brought in Svarim Akdoshim, Kelos Yankov. Mamre is nutrikun. Anybody? No? Mikoilois Mayim Rabim Adir. Hello? It's a very nice pasuk. What in the world has it got to do with our Mamre here who gave an eitzah to Avram Avinu? What's happening here? Oh, he's there. The Pichas Rivin says, what was the suffix of Avram? He had eitzah milah. The Eivish tells him, go mal. Everybody knows that Bris Milah is connected by Yom HaShmini Yimo, the eighth day. Why did the Eibishter command Bris Milah on the eighth day? Because when you're working up your way from Mimato Lamaila, eight is connected to Olam of Bina, from Malchus. You saw, you go backwards, and you come to the world of Bina. Hence, Soyid HaShem Lireyav, when do you understand the Soyid HaTorah, Dafka, through Bismillah, as we said before. It's Bina. That's why, if I had the time, I would explain why the whole parasha is Avodah Tshuva, which is Levav Yavin, the Shav Verafil, the Ein Kamekim. Okay? So Avraham Avinu declared, the Eibush told me now to be Mal. Should I wait 8 days, should it be the eighth day, or should I Mal right now? Even though it's like a Mila Shalei Bismana. And therefore, Avraham Mamre was the one who gave him the Eitzah now, and if you'll be Mal now, immediately, you'll be zeicha to the China Shmini, the Eilam Abina, which is Mikoylois Mayim Rabim Adirim. Where's my Mikoylois Mayim Rabim Adirim? Gotta do anything? Hello. Everyone knows that Eitza is Bechinas Bin. How do you know? It's a pasuk. Everybody knows.
Says Rashi on this pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph that Bnei Yisachar are able to give Eitza. So Eitzas come from Bina.
Hello? You remember a pasuk in Bereishis? It wasn't all that long ago, a month ago, whatever. Parts of Bereishis, hello?
The Nahar Yotze Me Eden Lahashke is the Sagon, Umisham Yiporet Vahoya Larbo Roshim.
Hello?
Eden is Chochmah. The Nahar Rechavis Hanor, anyone say Zmiros on Shabbos? Rechavis Hanor is the world of Bino.
Chochmah Bino, right?
Umisham Yiporet Vahoya Larbo Roshim,
with the four Roshim, Pshat Remez Roshim Sot.
So where does everything come from? All the depth and profundity in Torah comes from the world of Bina, of understanding. Right? So Mamre understood the world of Bina, because he is Rosh HaTevis, Mikoyel Ismayim, Rabbah Madirim, and he told Avram to be Mal himself immediately, and he will still be Zeicha to the Inyan of Bina, which through that, therefore, after the Bris Milah, going back to Nachlon Yenenu, Avraham Avinu was zeicher to Asogas and Balabatishkeit over Torah. When this is Merumas, it says, "Behu Yoishe Pesach Oil." First pasuk. I never get past the first pasuk really. "Behu Yoishe Pesach Oil." Rashi says, "Yoshav Ksiv is written Choser." That BK Shlamoid, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. The Shechina, he's speaking to the Shechina, and the Eibush said, "Shave, sit." Right, and at the Simin Lebanecha, that Elikim Nitzav Badas Kale, whenever there's a Mishpat, there's a judgment, right? The Dayonim sit, and the Shechina Klesha stands there. Right? What does that mean? What does that symbolize? So all the Svarim HaKadosh, like everybody, I'll quote you just from the Mashag, in the Sefer Zof Shvo. What does that symbolize? We know, everyone knows the famous Machlik of Tanar Shalachnoi, Rebbe Lezer Chachamim, and a baskel comes out and says, "Halacha Rebbe Lezer, Halacha Kamei Zvichol Mokim," and Rebbe Yehuda Yerushua stands up and says, "Nothing doing. Torah is Leib Hashemayim." Asher Alkei the Rambam Paskin said the Atir. If there's a machloekes between two Tanoim and two Chachamim, and a Novi who's Muchzik, also Novi Emes, he's a cart carrying member of the Novi Club, and he said, "I had a Nevuah from the Eibishter that Halacha Ploini." Yechonik. He's put to death because by definition he's in Novi Sheker because Torah is Leib Hashemayim. Or you have the classical Gemara elsewhere about Messiah Dapibov, where there's a Machlikis, Lagabe, a Suffolk, Baharis, Kaidim, Lusayer, Lovin, and the Abish says Tor, and the Mesif Durkia says Tomei, and the Gemara says Uman Yoichach, Rabba Bar Nachmen. He's the Boki in the Goy. And he says Tor, and with that he passed away, and the Basel comes out, Ashrecha, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Shigufcha, Taptator, Vizufakdor, the author of the Shvacha, Betara, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So who's Machriya? Whatever it means, I'm not going to, we discussed this many times. The Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is Machriya, says, Klugan Rambam, and the Rambam Paskins told me. Against Kuchibrihu. Against Rabbi Nachmeni, says the Kesef Mishnah, because since Rabbi said this din, when it's about Yitzias HaNeshama, it's already a gather in Leib HaShemayim. Are you with me? So, Be'emes, who is Machriya Halacha? Down here, Beth and Shel Maila. Ah? Huh? Say it again?
Mato.
Beth and Shel Maila, Mato, yeah, yeah. Therefore, says the Pirka from the Beis Alchemeni. Remember the Gemara Chayigi Gudav Tezvov that Eliyahu Hanavi came to Rabbah Bar Shila,
right? And he told them the Eibishter is, what's the Eibishter doing in Sifter Rekiah? He's saying, Halachas mipum mayu de kula rabbanon, except for Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir gomar mipum mayu b'mid Acher. Since Rabbi Meir learned from Acher, Acher is the amin, the Eibishter doesn't say Halachas from Rabbi Meir. So he, Rabbi Barshila, he tries to end for Rabbi Meir, and he says, Rabbi Meir, Riemann Motzah, Teche Ochal, Klipos Lizorak. He knew how to take out the good from him. Then Elio says, Hashto, now, at this moment, the Eibishter says, Rabbi Meir b'ni Oimer. What's pshat? That now that someone down here was Melech Yosher on Rabbi Meir, the Eibishter was saying a halacha of Bishmoy. Did the Eibishter not know the reason for Rabbi Meir that Rima in Malta? But until it's gepaskin down here, it's a gish. It doesn't work. I'll give you many examples of this. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kud Dalet, Chazal want, with the Elu, last parak of Sanhedrin, the following people forfeited their portion in Eilam Hab. A list. And Chazal wanted to lishlem HaMelech. Until the Yukne Shal Oviv, David HaMelech, came to them, was Chanan for Chazal, to Fa'enfer to be Melech for David. Hello? Can I ask you a question? Who decides who is a Ben Eilam Hab? I would have thought, in my ignorance, that it's what? That's what they do upstairs, the Ben Shalmai. No. If the Chachamim down here would paskin, there is no port of Ilhava, that would be the Psak upstairs. The Psak down here and the Psak upstairs has to be, the Psak down here is Machriya, and that's Pratna Gemara and Ksubis.
100 years ago before he died.
Fine. You could, okay, my dear, sweet, holy Rabbi, if he was given Gan Eden, yeah, and then Chazal would pass in Fakert, they would kick him out. Yeah. That whole other story, I once told the whole story about the Shalom Bells of Income again. I'll tell you privately. And that's pshat, the Chazal say, that G'dol Maisei Tzadikim Yoyisei Shemayim V'Oretz, what Tzadikim paskin down here has a greater effect than even Maisei Shemayim. By the way, where do you see this? Remember Chazal say that Turnus Rupus HaRosha asked the Megirsoi, as well as Rabbi Kiva, if the Eibishter hates an oral, the Eibishter wants people to be mohul, so why did he create people with an orla? So Rabbi Kiva, or whoever, different Megirsoi, whoever answered says, because Maisei Bnei Odom is greater than Maisei Shemayim. V'araya, the Eibishter created Chitim, and we create the Gluskos, the cake. Hello? Which is better, the cake or the raw kernels of wheat? So the Eibishter wants that man should be a shutif with him in creation, and he should perfect the creation, and that's done through, as we said before, halacha. Hence you understand the connection weiter of bris mila and achro in Torah. By the way, so that symbolized that the fact that the Eibishter Kvayochel is standing and Beis Din is sitting, like an Evet Kvayochel, standing in front of the Master, and whatever Beis Din shall mat the paskins, and that's what the Eibishter says, Mimoy shall be Tzadik, that it's that Eibishter's Gezer, and Tzadik is able to be, that's Alikim, Midas Adin, Nitzav, where Badas? Kael. Kael is Midas HaChesed. The Koyach of Tzadikim to erase. So says the Shalom Shuvah Shailu Meshia Madura Tliso. Right? By the way, Lefi Zeh, the Mashag answers, everybody asks, like the Kushis HaOilam, if Avram Kiyam Kol HaTayra Kula actually Nitna, he kept all Tayra before it was given, so why did he make an exception of Bris Mila and he didn't Mal before he was commanded? It's billions of Tirut. Lefi Zeh is Gerecht. The idea of Mila is that Gedolim Ma'is Tzadikim. You have a kuyach, right, to become a shutif with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Whatever you say, Tzadik Goyzer, Kaddish Baruch Hu Makayim, Kaddish Baruch Hu Goyzer, Tzadik Mavali. That's the idea of first Mila. Hello? Kikol Bashamayim Va'oretz means that you study Mechabish Shamayim Va'oretz. Everything is in your Balabatishkeit. Doesn't that sound like incredible Gaiva Klap Shamaya? The power of a person to Machriya. Hello? Il mole, says the Mashak, if the Eibishter wouldn't have commanded me. Hello? It's a chutzpah to be mal. Therefore, Avraham Avinu had to wait until there was a tzivui, and with that tzivui was the Nesinas Koyach that he could over. By the way, this also answers Vayera Eilav Havaya. So the Eilav Avraham Avinu comes before the Havaya. Where do you have that sequence? Dafka the mitzvah of Mila. Everyone knows it's a sugar, meshugar. All the Al Shachakov the Shari brings. The pasuk says, Mi Yale Lanu Hashemayim. Which every school child knows, Mi Yale Lanu Hashemayim is Rashi Tevis, Mila. And Soifi Tevis, Ramayil, Havaya. And what is the gimachi of the middle letters in Mi Yale Lanu Hashemayim? Ayin Lamid. Nun and Shamayim. Hello. 540. The Imakoil 541, which is Gematria. Yisrael. So what's the order here? Rashi Tevis is Mila. Middle letters are Yisrael. Sofer Tevis Havaya. Why don't you have the Havaya first? Says the Al Shikud. That's first comes the mitzvah of Mila. Through the mitzvah of Mila, your nikkur al shem Yisrael. Once then you have azak koyach of Mila, then you have the Eibishter likim mitzvah bazaskel standing above you and bringing you brachos and yeshuas and everything you need. Right? This is the idea, by the way, the achrog, that we call, we speak about the Eibishter, we say in the brachos of Torah, nosan lanu Torah, the Eibishter gave us a Torah. What do you mean nosan nesina? It's matona. What is the matana of the... I'll give you an example. On Chag HaShavuos, we call it Zman Matan Teiraseit. Hello? So every little school child with short trousers knows the famous Kasha of the Magen Avraham. When was the Torah... When do we celebrate Shavuos? Vav Sivan. Hello? When was the Torah actually given as per the Gemara and Shabbos? Zion Sivan. Because Moshe HaYisrif HaMechad. So why do we call... As Shavuos, Zman Matan Teiraseinu. Hello? Nishnar Das. You call Teirah is a Matan. Vayitain al Moshe, right? Chazal said Teirah was given to Moshe like a Matan. A Matan is, you know, you have a nice bow and ribbon and, you know, it's a geshmaka thing and, you know, whatever. Teirah is not horizon. Teirah is, hello? Pas the Melech Teirah of Al Ores Kishon, yeah? Teirah is given through Yisurim. Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil. What's the matonah shebeteira? So the Mashak said the matonah shebeteira is the balabatishkei d'achron teira. Chvishim said also this word. It's Shashak, it's Sister Tzadik. The Eivishter wanted to give teira on Vavsim. The Poel, Moshe decides, chach teira shalpeh, Zayin. So when was the teira given? When is Kabbalah sa teira? Zayin Sivin. When is Matan Torah, the beginning of a Matana in Torah, that the Eibishter gave Balabatishkeit to Chachamim, that was given when? On Vav. Right? That's why Shavuos, Vav Sivan is called Zman Matan Torah Sin. You with me? So, you could stop, I can stop now, and you'll think it's all Geshmaka Torah and Himmel. What do they got to do with me? I'm not Tzaddik, I don't sit on the Bezin. Those listen every year, called Echad VeEchad MiYisrael from Zera, Avram Yisrael Yankiv, has a shtickle from this Bechina, that what, just like Bezin is Bachriya, where Bezin Paschal, the Malachi Ashar is asked the Eibishter when is Rosh Hashanah, he says, me and you and everyone will go down to Bezin Shalmata to see how they Paschal down here. Can you do it? And that changes the Metzias, like Hel Goyim Relayat Yishalmi says. Yeah? By the way, just before I forget, that's why you have two incredible halachas that Avram, right after Bris Milah, in the beginning of the Parshas Machriya, one is the Eber, Bekit, I'm not going to go into the whole Harman. Avram Avinu is sitting there talking to the Eibishter, right? And then he sees Vayar, Shloish Anashim. What does he do? He says, Eibishter, like, yeah, wait, I'm going to take... From here, the Gemara says, and wherever, in various places in Shas, that Gedoy Lachzos Archim, Yitzchak Bolpeshchit. To which everybody asks, I know, I can learn the Gemara. The Gemara knew it from the Pasuk. Where did Avraham Avinu know it from? There's hundreds of answers. Hello, there's hundreds of answers, literally. You've got to say from this. right? Hello? This was a halacha that Avram Avinu was mechadish ba'isri minded. The chiddush of Avram Avinu. Hello? And by the way, Derech Agav, everyone knows from this encounter of Avram Avinu with the three malachim, and he gave him basar b'chalav or whatever. We talked about this many times in the past. From that later, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Sinai, right, and the Malachim were Mekatzrik, Me'enesh Kitzis Kurena, the Eibishu was Sarklei Sarponim Shal Moshe, Deim Shal Avram. This is the guy who ate Basar B'chalav, right? Which we went to speak, Tatoga, Be'logover. I don't remember Sashalom Belzer. Hello? Yeah? The whole Kabbalah Sateira given to Yidin, the Sheirish is this encounter with the Malachim. By the Malachim, first it says, Shleish Anoshim, Nitzavim, Olav. The Malachim initially, they held the Hecher. They're celestial, cosmic, spiritual beings. By the end it says, what? V'hu Oymed Aleim. They see what a person with Gimel Lashenus and Chardol could do, the Kedusha, and they say Torah belongs to men. The Malachim themselves were Makir. Who should get there? That this halacha of Gedei Lachnas Orchem, even Yehuda Balzvan Shchina, the Maila that he could serve the Eibush with Gashmius, that is a chiddush from Avram Avinu. Another famous halacha is how many angels came? Three. Why couldn't you send one angel? Because ain malach echad. I knew that also, right? So why isn't there a fourth malach? One to be Merapa Avram, Rafal, one to Mavaser Tzora. The good news next year, Eschayo, Michal, one to turn over stone, Gavriel, and one to save light. Four. Okay, this again, thousands of answers. So the classic answer I learned when I was a kid, like knee hard to grab my short trousers, the famous answer of Chlusharim. Hello? Because Chazal say light was only saved how? In the schus that Rus HaMoya will come out from the Nois Luit. He wasn't such a tzaddik in his own right. Why would they say, what's the logic? Because the reason why my Avi can come into Kol Yisrael, Ashel Kidnu Eschem Belechem Ubamoyim. But that only applies to men, not to women. Why? Because ain't Derech Ben Isha. I shells of the Shaila, how do you know that? Because when the Malachim asked Abram, Aye Sor Ishtecha, Hineba oil is the chadish that what? Women belong in the tent. Asher alkein, then Lloyd could be saved. So therefore you couldn't send the malach initially, because at the moment Lloyd will be destroyed. Dafka when Bezin Shalmata from Avinu Paskin, Hineba oil, right? Now with the chadish that Lloyd could be saved and Mashiach could come. And I'm just pointing out and many other things I can. Two examples, Mamish Mefurish and Pasuk, that Avram Avinu suddenly is the kliach of Avram Avinu of Yid Machrin Alocha, and that's the way the psak is lemayel. Yeah, so far so good. So you say to yourself, what does this got to do with me? I'm not Avram Avinu. I'm not on a dayan. I don't sit on a bezin. Hello, I'm not a bechina tzaddik goyzer. So the point I want to make is that every Yid has a shikul dayan, and every Yid hachros piv has incredible powers. There's a famous Teferish Shlim, right? We say in Perkei Avos, Rav Shmuel Prachi said, have they done es kol adam l'chavzchus? What's the meaning of being done a person l'chavzchus? Said the Teferish Shlim, say all the Sforim HaKadoshim, but not Hamoin, the Ramesha Pravursker, the way you judge a person down here is the same way Bezin Shel Mailu will judge that person. By the way, that is the Lashon Hara, one of the chumer of Lashon Hara. It not only kills the mesaper and the mekabel and the subject, it's mekatering on the subject. There's a passage which says, Altoshis Yotro im Rosho Lies Eid Chomos. The Satan comes to be mekatering. Abri is only an Eid Echud. Is not acceptable. Are you with me? You go and you speak Lashon Hara about this guy, even if it's true. So you and the Samach Mem become Shutvin, and then you're makatrig on the person. And if people don't realize it, I'll give you just one example. The Baal Heichel Broch of Kamarna brings the story that he heard from his Shver, Meir Digamaisa. I said this probably 100 times in the past, I can't remember. Hishver said a meisen neira that once a Shana Rabba and the besmedrish of the Baal Shem Tov, Rosh Hashanah, and the mitten davening, whatever, one of the Chavraya Kaddish of the Baal Shem Tov took a tabak pushka, a shmek tabak. And the other guy like gave a mitten davening, mitten avodas hakodesh, take a shmek tabak. He was like shtak mar, it's fadrof. Is by the Baal Shem Tov, who knows what's going on in heaven, he said that that Talmud who took the shmek tabak, it was nigzer on him that he won't be moitishnos. He won't live out the year. So what did Baal Shem Tov do? It came a Shana Rabba, which is the final gemar of the kivitlach of the piskin, right? He took away all the muichin, the gadlus of this Talmud, and he's sitting there walking up and down, trying to think about the Eibush. There's something to arouse him. He's like totally like a blank, like a kindergarten child. And he started thinking in Gadlus HaBeira, and then suddenly thought to himself, why did the Eibishter make that with Nesgalus HaShmek Tabak Tafke B'Deiris Achorin, not in Tend of Yishayinim? And he said, he gave a whole Aruchnius and the Tikkun HaNeshamis, etc., etc. And after davening, every one of the Chavraya Kaddish used to file by the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov used to tell them what was Paskin in Lamaila on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Kippur for them. And this particular guy, who was Makatrig, and the guy with the Shmek Tabak, he told him, and then you could ask any question you want. So he told him, what were you Mechadish when you were walking up and down the Beis Medrash? So he told him, hey, just chapped a zero, like he was, whatever. So he told him that he thought about this idea that maybe that's why the Eibishter made the Shmek Tabak with Derez Achrin. Right, and then suddenly he reminded himself, b'secha dvorim, that he was ma'arer on the guy who had the shmek tabak Rosh Hashanah. So Hashem told him, because of your error, because of your, there was nigzer on that guy, won't be moitzi shnosai. Today, a shana rabba, when you were choyzer and you were melam mitzchus, that had an effect on that the gzardin was. So I can tell you, that is a sheet mekubetz. It's all smart. By the way, this derech agav is a mashag, another meira dika mashag. It's like oyim v'neira. By mitzoyra, by negatzoras, you know, there's a pasuk which says, "V'tziv akoyin opinu esabayis," and afterwards, right, "B'terem dove akoyin liris a nega b'litame eskol asher babayis v'achakachin yove akoyin liris esabayis." So what happens here? You have a guy who suspected. Before the Kohen comes and declares the house suffering nega, you could take out all the valuables, right? And then you say, Tomek. Have you ever heard such a halacha before in any other sphere of Torah? But you have something in a veil or a treifel. So you have a shaila. You go to the Rav. Pshat is before the Rav paskin treif, right? It's kosher. When the Rav paskin treif creates treif, treif always was treif. Hello? Why the oisnam, why the exception by nega tzaras, it's only when the kohen says tome, it becomes tome. Because tzaras comes for what? Lashon hara. Lashon hara, the chumra of lashon hara is what? That you are makatrig on another pib. The koyach of achro comes. Right? And you were Makatri. Therefore, the Oynish also comes Dafka to teach you this lesson, Dafka by what you say. So says the Mashag and Zavsho. All of which teaches us a lesson, Kedhiloshna Tzvila of the Rebbe Meilach, Shinira Kol Echel Meilas Chavarein the Velechisr. To see the good in people, to be Meilas Yoshir for Kal Yisrael. And that's the way they pass them out. I'll tell you a story. I just saw it. One of my balabatim, Holy Law, gave me this story. I was like shocked and small. One of the favorite tavlin from the Meridika story last week. It says, after October 7th, there's a guy in our cellar, a reporter, went to the, what's called the Gaza envelope, who suffered, and they went interviewing, the guy interviewed 38 people. He came to a kibbutz, a friar, linker kibbutz, like Mapam, whatever, Shomer HaTzair, one of these, right? And he interviewed a lady called Daphna. A lady, Nebuch, in her house, she showed him the house. The whole house was burnt, was scarred. She lost, her mother was killed. All of her children were killed. And she's gebliven be'erim b'chazo ein alim. And her gufa they took to Gaza, hostage. She remained alive, but everything she had in the world was taken away from her. So he was going, talking about the mamash churban. So it reminded him of Kristallnacht. So were any of the shuls in all the 21 whatever Sefer Torah, were they burnt? Were the shuls destroyed? So not one shul was burnt, not one Sefer Torah was burnt. Is that a miracle? No, because there were no Sefer Torah or no shuls in any of these places. Totally whatever. And this Daphne said that she was in charge of culture on the kibbutz, totally frei. Ad kidekach, there's a guy called Rabbi Ranan Cook, a very elegant person, and he tries to build shuls, build a bit of Yiddishkeit in these kibbutzim. Stark Masliach up north, whatever. He tried in this kibbutz, but then he's not going for it, right? So he tried to build bridges between, right? So he arranged on October 2nd, 5 days before October 7th, if you know mathematics, yeah? That a team of yeshiva basketball players should play a game of basketball in the kibbutz. It's like just a friendship movement. She shows him on her phone, those machine kolach, the message that she had kept on her phone. Like, over my dead body is the yeshiva bachur going to come to the kibbutz. The people in the kibbutz will physically block them with their bodies that a yeshiva bachur shouldn't walk on this kibbutz. I mean, a whole family was killed. She was brought to Gaza. She's in a tunnel. She knows Arabic. She's a linker. She the whole time she used to bring Arabs to work in Israel. Like, she's hello? And he said, the Arab tells her, right? He says, why do you torture me? For 20 years, right? I made programs for Arabs and Jews. The Jews are your cousins. Like, he said, you're not a descendant of Abraham. You're not a Jew. You're a European colonialist who stole our land. And at that moment, something broke. For herself, her whole life, she considered herself an Israeli, not a Jew. When he said, you're not a Jew, something clicked in her, and she started screaming in Arabic, I'm a Jew, all right? And she said to herself then, every Christian village has a church, every Islamic Arab place has a mosque, and we have 21 communities here without a shul. The first thing I do, if the Abishah gets me out of here, is I'm going to build a shul. And that's her project now, to build a shul. So he ends up by saying, on Simchas Torah, she lost her entire family, but she found herself. They died, but her Jewish identity was found. And the moral of the story is that a person, through Bris Milah, this divorce, the Bechina from Mogen Avraham, as Lucian puts it, if you only see the good in everyone, you could discover that, and that is the Koyach of Bris Milah and the secret of this week's parsha. Ugh.